and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. While in the Oval Office today, Elon Musk, who President Trump is charged with overhauling the federal government, was asked about the work of his DOGE task force, insisting
it's not optional for us to reduce the federal expenses. It's essential.
Another White House visitor, Jordan's King Abdullah, and President Trump again pushes his plan for a post-war Gaza, which includes removing Palestinian residents and redeveloping the land. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
Gaza is a sovereign territory. The U.S. cannot just go around the world and take control.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. More than 50 million Americans are preparing for a winter blast as best they can.
Definitely picked over. The shelves are picked over. Lots of juice gone. No eggs.
Almost every customer is coming in is looking for salt. This time of year, that's helped a lot.
Meteorologist Zoe Mintz.
This first one continues to make its way across the southern United States over the Appalachians, and a little bit of snow with that system. But it's a secondary system that's going to bring a lot more snow up across the Midwest, across the Northeast.
President Trump signed an executive order today to continue downsizing the federal workforce. That is, an appeals court refused for now to halt an order requiring him to unfreeze all federal funding.
It seems hard to believe that judges want to try and stop us from looking for corruption, especially when we found hundreds of millions of dollars worth, much more than that, in just a short period of time.
Trump wants federal agencies to plan for large-scale reductions in their workforce. Trump met earlier with Jordan's King, insisting Palestinians must be moved from Gaza while it's rebuilt. He wants Jordan and Egypt to take them in.
They only want to be on the Gaza Strip because they don't know anything else. They never had an alternative.
Correspondent Weijia Zhang.
Gaza is a sovereign territory. The U.S. cannot just go around the world and take control of areas that it wishes to. And so the president did not explain why he thinks he can do that.
The ceasefire between Hamas and Israel also appears in jeopardy, with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu warning today if Hamas doesn't release hostages on Saturday, Israel's military is prepared to resume fighting. In what could be a thaw in relations with Moscow, Russia has released an American teacher deemed wrongfully detained. Mark Fogel was serving a 14-year sentence. His family says he was arrested after traveling with medically prescribed marijuana. Stacy Lynn reports.
The president's Middle East envoy picked Mark Fogel up in a private plane earlier today. He's on his way to Washington.
Mark Fogel will be at the White House tonight at about 10 o'clock.
President Trump was asked if the U.S. got anything in return for his release.
Not much.
But added they were treated really nicely by Russia.
I hope that's the beginning of a relationship where we can end that war and millions of people can stop being killed.
Trump is sending Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to Ukraine. New York City Mayor Eric Adams thanked the Justice Department for ordering a halt to his criminal corruption case.
Now we can put this cruel episode behind us and focus entirely on the future of our city.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
CBS News Brief. While in the Oval Office today, Elon Musk, who President Trump is charged with overhauling the federal government, was asked about the work of his DOGE task force, insisting
it's not optional for us to reduce the federal expenses. It's essential.
Another White House visitor, Jordan's King Abdullah, and President Trump again pushes his plan for a post-war Gaza, which includes removing Palestinian residents and redeveloping the land. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
Gaza is a sovereign territory. The U.S. cannot just go around the world and take control of areas that it wishes to. And so the president did not explain why he thinks he can do that.
The snow looks pretty as it begins to fall in the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic, but it's going to be a cleanup job near Cape May, New Jersey.
My husband already did some salting, and hopefully that'll make it a little bit easier. And he just bought an electric shovel.
Something we need here in Chicago with several inches expected tomorrow. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds for tonight, a low near zero. Snow showers for tomorrow, 1 to 3 inches by tomorrow evening, a high in the mid-teens. And with sunshine on Thursday, a high only in the low teens. Currently, it's 4.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time on Big Show as Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford joins Trigby Olson and I. And in hour number two, what's worse? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour.
Comes in left wing. What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores!
Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers hit the road this weekend. Only 4 more games left in the regular season. Last weekend, at home against Penn State, the Badgers suffered a couple of tough losses. On Friday night, one of their best players, Ryland Mosley, was ejected for a major penalty for contact to the head. Kind of threw the Badgers a little bit of a curveball. Wisconsin ended up losing to Penn State 2-0. And then on Saturday, Badgers got off to a good start. Kyle Kukkonen with a power play goal. 1-0 Wisconsin lead. Penn State tied it and then actually scored twice in the second to take a 3-1 lead. Ryland Mosley, a power play goal in the third, made it a 1-goal game, but then the Badgers took 3 penalties in about a 2.5-minute span. The Nittany Lions put away a couple of power play goals and an empty netter for a 6-2 victory. So the Badgers have lost 4 in a row, now 11-16-3. But still within striking distance of fourth place Michigan for the final home ice spot in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. We'll be keeping an eye on the Wolverine series at home against Minnesota this weekend while the Badgers head to Columbus to take on Ohio State. And the Buckeyes playing well, ranked 8th in the country. They're 18-8-2 and third place in the conference standings. Joining us now is assistant coach Nick Oliver. His head coach Mike Hastings is out on the recruiting trail, and that never seems to end, does it, Nick, recruiting?
No, it's a year-round piece, and obviously for Coach Hastings, doesn't probably get a chance to get out as frequently as maybe he would like to at times. So obviously a really good opportunity today to get out and watch some of our future Badgers that'll be coming in over the next year or two.
That sounds good. So this is your Wisconsin Hockey Hour debut. Isn't that exciting?
It is. I've heard so much about it.
I have.
So I'm excited to have gotten the call today.
There you go. Unfortunately, we'll kind of recap what happened last weekend against Penn State. And once again, both games were up for grabs in the third period of play. Two different types of games. The first one was just, nothing seemed to be going right, not only for Wisconsin, but even Penn State for that matter. They did get out to an early lead, a 1-0 lead, and then Ryland was ejected from the hockey game. That did kind of spun things a little bit for your club. There's adversity in every game, and I'm not sure, did the boys rise to the occasion, or did they let that bother them a little bit too much?
Yeah, I don't know if it got us necessarily off of our game. You know, I think anytime you have a situation like that where you have a player that plays so many, critical minutes and in so many spots, whether it's power play, 5-on-5, even penalty kill at times, you're now putting someone else into those minutes and into that position. And obviously Ryland, he's been a big part of our team this year in our group. And so you always hate to see a player like him go out of your lineup. But I didn't know if that was necessarily a critical factor in us not being able to generate as much offensively as we needed to that night. But obviously it plays a factor when you take that production out of your lineup.
Yeah, we'll hear from Ryland Mosley a little bit later in the show. So what were the factors Friday night? I mean, you look at the third period, generated only 3 shots on goal. You'd think you're down a goal at that point, you'd just be trying to throw everything at the net possible, right?
For sure. And I thought as the game went, we weren't as connected as we needed to be in terms of puck support. And we talk, with our group a lot about our puck support starting in our own zone, in our own end of the rink, and how we're going back to break pucks out and how we're going back to defend and put ourselves in spots where we can now get up the sheet with that support. And I thought we got away from that a little bit as that night went on. And obviously give Penn State credit and give their goaltender credit. I thought he made some big saves in that game. And I thought thought as a group they defended well. But for us, it was about, you know, trying to get back to our support and how do we put ourselves in positions to have numbers around the puck and then be able to get to their net. And we just didn't do a good enough job of that.
It seemed like you did a much better job on Saturday, though, generating 41 shots on goal. Would you agree?
Yeah, we did. We took definitely from Friday to Saturday, we took a step in that area in terms of puck possession, in terms of shot attempts, in terms of, you know, quality scoring chances. Those were all there for us. But again, we put ourselves in a spot where we end up, you know, chasing that game a little bit, and we, you know, needed to find a way to get more than the two that we got.
Yeah, and it's a 3-2 game. Mosley scores on a power play. It's the third period. You got 11,000-12,000 fans in the building, and the energy was there. And then, uncharacteristically, though, penalties started to come. That it's something. You've been one of the most disciplined teams in the country this season. Was that just frustration coming out? What do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know what, maybe a little bit of a, you could maybe point a little bit to frustration, but I think when you're not as sharp as you need to be, yeah. Right? Whether it's executing on passing plays, executing around the net, when you're not engaged as you need to be in the game, mistakes happen, right?
Sure.
And on that night, unfortunately, it was the discipline piece and taking a few penalties. And obviously, we need to be smarter in those situations. And then the timeliness of the penalties, like you mentioned, you know, we just, when you're playing from behind, we didn't give ourselves enough of a chance to play 5-on-5 hockey or try to extend and try to tie that game up.
Yeah, when you're in the third period and you're down, taking penalties is probably the worst thing you could do, right?
No question.
Yeah.
And you get in Friday night's game was, on the flip side, that was a lot of special teams, right? That was, we had to kill off a 5-minute major. Then we had a 5-minute major on the power play.
Right.
And that game was filled with a lot of special teams. And so what happens sometimes in those games is you just get out of the flow of your depth and wanting to use your depth and wanting to be able to disperse some of those minutes around, to play at the pace that we want to. And it's no excuse because they're in the same boat, right?
Right.
With certain guys continuing to go over the boards. But, yeah, obviously the untimeliness on Saturday got us down two and didn't allow us to probably make as big of a push as we would have liked to on home ice.
Yeah. Assistant coach Nick Oliver with us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I don't need to tell you this. The puck's not going in the back of the net lately. Only 5 goals in the last 4 games. And talking with Coach Hastings, Coach Cannott, and yourself too. Nader brought this up at his press conference today that when you're effective, you're coming, and you mentioned it too, you're coming out of your own zone. Doesn't matter what the opposing team is doing in the neutral zone to try to slow you down. Skating is one of the strengths of your team, and you need to get back to that. So how do you go about doing that? I mean, you would think the guys would know intrinsically, hey, this is what we do best. Let's do it, right? But that's not always the case, I guess.
Yeah, and I think you go through that over the course of a long season, right? And I think any good team, you're going to have adversity, and you're going to have moments where maybe you get away from what makes you your best.
Sure.
Right? And so I think for us this week, it's been a good chance to, whether it's through a video piece of showing, whether it's through practice of actually doing, you just try to get back to what makes you really good.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds simple, but I think that's the best way, and we've found that's the most effective way to try to, you know, improve and get back to certain areas of our game that we want to continue to push.
So when you're going through video clips, there was a stretch of about 17, 18 games where you were doing exactly what you just said. Do you go back and show, hey, this is when we were at our best? Or is it more just what you just came away from the previous weekend?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both.
Yeah.
And we've done both at different points in the year. Sometimes I think it can be good to go back and reflect on, you know, hey, this is what we've done well. And we'll actually do that when we're doing our pre-scout meetings or game planning meetings, okay. Especially when we're in league and you're seeing a team for a second time on a season. That's usually a good time to be able to go back and look at those first 2 games that you played against a team and be able to, you know, paint a picture of, hey, this is what gave us success. These are areas maybe that we need to clean up and be better in this next time around against this opponent. So we'll do a little bit of both, and I think both are effective. It's just the timing and when that needs to be delivered.
All right. Badgers on the road this weekend to take on Ohio State. Assistant coach Nick Oliver is with us. We'll be back in just a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Jerry?
Ah! Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
Hey, for every goal the Wisconsin men's and women's hockey team score this season, Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's at the School of Medicine and Public Health. And you can assist us in trying to end Alzheimer's. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badger goal scored this season. Right now, there is no cure for Alzheimer's disease, but groundbreaking research at UW-Madison is improving lives and working to slow and prevent the disease while providing outreach and support for families. Again, please visit goalsforacure.org. Assistant coach Nick Oliver with us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour is Mike Hastings on the road recruiting tonight. Nick and I were just talking during the break. You know, when things aren't going well, oftentimes coaches, players, broadcasters may reach out for somebody to talk with. You were just telling me is when things are going well, coaches, colleagues, they'll reach out. Hey, nice job. Congratulations. When things aren't going well, what happened? Do you get people saying, hey, do you need somebody to talk to? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think our sport's great that way. Like, hey, whether it's myself or the rest of the staff or guys in our locker room. I think you have people close to you in your circle that reach out to you, you know, when things are going well or not going well, right? Sure. You stay in close contact with them. But I think that's where, you know, for me personally, I've been fortunate to be able to work with some really, really good people and some really good coaches. And obviously those are people that, you know, myself and our staff, we all have, you know, people that you reach out to and bounce ideas off of. And you're always just trying to find ways to get better, right? Yeah. And so that piece is always fun.
Who do you confide in? Who are some of the coaches or, you know, colleagues or parents, or who do you reach out to when things, you know, may need to be uplifted, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'd start with my dad.
Yeah.
He's a big fan now of Badger hockey. He's fully retired, him and my mom both, this year.
Yeah.
They've got two grandkids that they like to come down and see, and then they get their hockey fix on the side. So I talk to my dad quite a bit. And then just people I've worked with or been around, whether it's Garrett Raboyan at Augustana, Brett Larson at St. Cloud State. Like I said, I've been fortunate to have some pretty good, you know, people that I've gotten to learn from, I should say, and work with. And I think you're only as good as the people that you've been able to be around. And so that piece for me has been fun.
Yeah. Brett Larson and St. Cloud struggling a bit, winless in their last 10 games, while Garrett Raboyan has done a heck of a job with Augustana. But well, that's amazing what they've been able to do in a short period of time up there, isn't it?
Yeah, no question. Rabs has, you know, done a great job. They had that first year where they were just able to go out and recruit their team. And
right.
Now they're in their second full year of playing and made themselves very relevant in college hockey. And we got to see them here, would have been to start, you know, 2 years ago.
Correct.
In the Cole Center. And no, he's a good coach, and he's doing a good job with that program.
Yeah. Again, Nick Oliver with us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. So I know Mike has mentioned it a number of times during pregame shows, press conferences as well. Not only does the team need to be better offensively, but defensively as well. And the goaltending too. So he's brought that up. And Tommy Scarfone had a fantastic stretch for you from November into January, and things haven't gone as well as he would have liked. We've seen William Grama in goal a couple of times too. We know how athletic he is, and last year how good he was for the Wisconsin Badgers. You have another young man in Anton Castro who's a freshman. He has yet to play in a regular season game. He did play in the exhibition game against Nebraska Omaha back in October and stopped all 13 shots he faced in 25 minutes of play, and the Badgers won that game in overtime. You know Anton from your days with the Fargo Force. So for listeners that don't know much about this young man, tell us a little bit about Anton Castro and what type of goaltender he is, and have you seen him grow here in his brief time with the Badgers?
Yeah, so I was, like you mentioned, I was fortunate to be able to coach Anton a few years ago now before coming over to Madison in Fargo in the USHL. And before that, you look at Anton's track record. He's had success wherever he's been, and he's been a part of really good teams, whether that was in Aberdeen in the North American League,
right,
or then Fargo. I think he's spent two full years in Fargo and parts of a third year in winning a championship there last year and being a part of that. So he's always been on good teams and on winning teams, and he's always played a part in that. So he's got a track record of being able to stop the puck and competing,
right,
and winning hockey games. And I think for him, like, he's shown tremendous growth. And I think for any player, whether it's a goalie or a skater, you know, the fact if you don't get in games, right, that can be challenging mentally,
sure,
at times. But what I think we've seen from Anton is a little bit of been the opposite of that, where some guys kind of run away from that or shy away or they stop getting better throughout the course of a year. But Anton, where he was at the first month, just even practice-wise to where he's at now, he looks like a different kid in there and a different goalie. And I think physically he's in a better spot, whether that's extra work with Tommy Inkrad, our strength coach, getting caught up to the speed and the pace of the college practice. But he's taken some steps, and give him a lot of credit. Like I said, it's not easy to be in the seat that he's been in this year, and all he's done is continue to be a great teammate and have a good attitude and continue to get better.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the way things have been, or fortunately maybe for him, the way things have been going lately, he needs to be ready, doesn't he, in case something happens where, you know, maybe Tommy doesn't have a good night or William doesn't have a good night. He's got to be ready and dialed in when he goes out for pregame warm-ups and all the way throughout the game. You never know when his number is going to be called, right?
Yeah, and you know what? It's a message, and I think that's why, you know, sometimes it's easy to say as a coach, but how important practice is and your preparation, and you see it at any level in any sport, whether it's, you know, the NFL, the NHL, you hear that mantra, next man up, a lot,
right?
And whether it's injuries, whether it's performance, there's different things that can affect your group and your team throughout the course of a year, and you really do always have to be ready when your number's called, right? You don't know when or if that happens. And like I said, whether that's a goaltender, whether that's a skater, and all we ask our guys to do is continue to prepare every day and every week, like they might get an opportunity.
Yeah. Badgers have an opportunity this weekend. I mentioned at the outset that Wisconsin's still within striking distance of the final home playoff spot for the Big Ten tournament, only 4 points behind Michigan, and the Wolverines have Minnesota this weekend. The Badgers go to Ohio State. Here's a team coached by former Badger Steve Rolick that was picked by league coaches to finish last in the Big Ten. They're currently in third place. They're eighth in the national rankings, and in the pairwise, they're tied for eighth with UConn. This is a team that came here to Madison back in October and limited Wisconsin to a pair of goals. They're a hard-working lot. They're tough to play against, aren't they?
Yeah, they've had a really good year. It's, you know, been interesting to follow and watch from afar, and I think going back to last year, they probably didn't have quite the season that they wanted, but you could see by the end of the year, they were playing as well as anyone in our league. And we saw that in the playoffs and in, you know, the run and in the little stretch that they had that last month. And they've seemed to have been able to carry that over and that momentum into this season. And they're playing a good brand of hockey. They defend well. They get good goaltending. They're hard to play against on their end of the sheet. And then they're producing offensively. You know, you're seeing them get you know, really good production out of some of their forwards, some of their transfers. You know, they brought a couple guys in through the transfer portal that have done a good job for them offensively. And they're a well-rounded team and well-coached, and it's going to be a really good challenge for us.
Yeah, Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine leads them with 13 goals and 29 points. He's a transfer from Northeastern. Riley Thompson came from Anchorage. He's got 13 goals and 25 points. There's a Wisconsin kid, Max Montez, who gave the Badgers fits here in October, too. He's got 9 goals and 19 points. And their goaltending, whether it's Christopher Eberle or Logan Turnus, have been very, very good. So you go, you know, when the puck drops, I guess, you know, anything can happen in this league. Every game seems to be so tight. So as a coach then, what do you ultimately want to see from your club? Take the wins and losses out of it. What do you want to see your club do this weekend against the Buckeyes?
I think you mentioned it a little bit ago with, you know, what Nodder had brought up today and using our speed, using our skating, being connected with what we're doing. And I think for us, it's getting back to our game and feeling good about how we're playing and being assertive, being on our toes, whether that's with the puck, looking to make plays, looking to skate, looking to attack the net without it. Finding ways to be better defensively, right, on both ends of it. But I think for us, it's going to be about our start and going out there and, like I said, being assertive and getting back to, you know, Badger hockey and what makes this team good.
All right. Hope to see it this weekend. Good luck against the Buckeyes.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
That's Nick Oliver, assistant coach with the Badgers, heading to Columbus to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes this weekend. And we'll hear from fifth-year senior, actually graduate student, a transfer from Michigan Tech, Rylan Mosley, when we come back. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it it was created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other drier, itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've thought about contributing to a Roth IRA, but you made too much money during your working years, you can have a second chance through a Roth conversion. As you may know, a Roth IRA provides tax-free withdrawals, provided you've had the account at least 5 years and you're at least 59 and a half. A Roth's income limits may have kept you from contributing. However, you can convert your traditional IRA to a Roth. It's not hard to do. But there's a catch. You'll have to pay taxes on the pre-tax dollars you convert. See your tax advisor before making a conversion. If it's appropriate for your situation, you may find that owning a Roth IRA can benefit you and your family for years. This is Clay Kanoke with Edward Jones in Wisconsin Rapids at 715-421-0958.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
On second place Minnesota, 9 points better than third place Ohio State. Keeping an eye on the Wisconsin-Michigan battle for fourth place. Wolverines 4 points better than the Badgers. Michigan home to play Minnesota this weekend. Notre Dame's at Penn State. Michigan State is idle. It has been a rough stretch for the Badgers. Four straight losses, only 5 goals in that span. After practice yesterday, I spoke with graduate student forward Ryland Mosley.
Well, Mose, you're one of the elder statesmen of this hockey club, one of the captains too. This has not been an easy stretch, so kind of give us the lowdown of what the team, what it's feeling right now, what it's going through right now. And I'm sure there's probably a fighting off confidence a little bit too, or trying to regain it a little bit. You tell me.
Yeah, for sure. You build your own confidence through what you do in practice and how you prepare for the games, and the last four games haven't gone our way, but we just look in the mirror now, and we know we all have more, so we just put our work boots on and go to work and practice. And practices should be harder than the games, and to get us prepared. So we had a good day today, and we're just going to stack them this week.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, you were ejected on Friday for a questionable hit to the head. And so things kind of went into a tailspin after that. I mean, nothing was really happening. The game was still up for grabs in the second and third period. And then Saturday, you're right there again. You score that power play goal, and things are, all right, hey, we can get this done. And then things started happening again. Are they just minor details? You tell me what's been going on, especially in the third period here, the last four games.
It's definitely minor details. It's just we got to, look at our sticks and where we're positioned, because we're taking a lot of penalties in the third period. Yeah. when it's unnecessary and when we need to score a goal. So we just need to dial in the discipline and just make sure we're playing our game and get on the forecheck and like go off the confidence that we built in the third.
Yeah, you can tell though when you're taking penalties, when your team's taking penalties, there's frustration that's been mounting, right?
Yeah, for sure. Everyone wants to be on the ice, and we don't want to be killing penalties. We want to play in the offensive zone and try to tie the game up in the third. Mm-hmm.
Do you do anything as a captain, as a leader, to try to lift the spirits of your teammates?
Yeah, we always try to stay positive, and then just have those hard conversations sometimes where you need to tell somebody to wake up or get it going a little bit, and just keep people accountable. And our team's great at that. Everyone's keeping each other accountable and pushing each other to be the best every day. So we just need to keep going with that.
Yeah. Is there ever a point in time where you, all right, let's stop talking hockey. Let's try to just ease your mind and make you smile, make you laugh a little bit.
Oh yeah, for sure. Once we get away from the rink, we try not to think about it too much. We just crack jokes, have a good time. And the guys are great. Everyone's friends here. So it's a family. We just need to show that on the ice a little bit more.
Sure. And I suppose that's what makes it difficult, because there's a brotherhood here. I mean, the chemistry of this team is remarkable to me, even though the situation that you're in right now, fighting a little bit of an uphill battle. Are you surprised by that too? Or I mean, this is what you want for any team, win or lose, this connection that you guys seem to have.
Yeah, for sure. We all want to play as long as we can here. Everyone is fighting for each other. We just need to keep on going and make our season last as long as we can, because I know for me and all the seniors, we don't want to end the way we're playing right now. We want to make it all the way. So we're just going to keep on stacking these days and get ready for next weekend and just take one day at a time and keep on winning games.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too. I mean, the playoffs are coming. You're in the playoffs. So there's still an avenue to get to where you want to get to. You have to keep that in mind, right?
Yeah. And I felt like we haven't played a full 60 minutes yet of Wisconsin hockey. So we just need to get to that before playoffs, and whatever team we play, we're going to come prepared, and we think we can skate and play with anyone if we're playing our 60 minutes of Wisconsin hockey.
Ryland Mosley's with us. A couple more for Ryland. So back to what happened on Friday when you got kicked out for head contact. I was surprised. How surprised were you?
I was very surprised. I kind of saw him laying on the ice, and I wasn't sure if I clipped him with an elbow or something, and then I looked up at the replay when they challenged it, and I saw it. I was like, oh, there's no way. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe a 2 minute, but then they kicked me out, and I went right into Regs's room where he was watching the replay, and he showed me it a couple times with different angles, and I was a little shocked, but yeah. It happens. It's such a fast game. I'm just trying to get a little piece of the guy so he doesn't get around me, and he jumped out of the way a little bit, and I clipped him in the head a little bit, but that's hockey. All right.
So what do you do the rest of the game while your teammates are out on the ice?
Well, I definitely stayed in my gear watching that penalty kill. Yeah, I was standing right beside Regs, just cheering on the guys and clapping every time they got it down, and they did a great job of killing that. They didn't even get like a shot or a chance really on that 5 minutes, so I was really happy for that. And when I was waiting for everyone to come in, give them fist bumps and let them know they did a good job and just keep on it, and yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. You know, the penalty kill is really much improved here of late. You know, we know how good the power play's been. You guys at times have put the puck away so many times. Defensively, your goaltending sometimes is just finding that, like you said, 60 minutes. Can you put it all together? And you still believe you can.
Yeah, 100%. We see it in practice at times where we're putting it together. We're working hard and everyone's on the same page. So we just need to get to that where our goaltending's good, our defense is playing well, and we're just putting the puck in the net. And yeah, we trust our penalty kill. We just can't give them too many chances because there's so many good teams and players on each team in this conference that we can't give them a sniff on the power play.
Yeah. Speaking of good teams, you're going to face Ohio State this weekend. They beat you up here a couple of times back in October. I don't know if that matters because that seems like 5 months ago. It is, actually. But, boy, they're a tough team to play against, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a really good team. They're big and heavy, and they move the puck up the ice well, and they have a good power play too. So we just need to stay disciplined to our game and worry about ourselves a little bit and just get back to where we think we can go. Mm-hmm. And we were playing our best when we first played them, I found. So I think if we have a good week of practice here and we're ready to go, I think we can give them a good shot here this weekend.
All right. And you get to spend your 25th birthday in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
thanks
right?
a lot. Yeah, 25, geez. That's old.
Wait a minute now. I've already reached that mark. So it's 25 ain't old at all, Ryland, at all. So I guess the best way to celebrate your birthday is to beat him.
Yep.
And twice, right?
Yeah, 100%. We're going for the sweep for my birthday.
That's graduate student Ryland Mosley, who celebrates his 25th birthday on Saturday. In fact, five Badgers have birthdays this week. Daniel Lotch on Thursday, Sawyer Scholl and Luke Buss on Friday, Ryland Saturday, and then Gavin Morrissey on Sunday. The top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team clinched the outright WCHA regular season championship last weekend by sweeping arch-rival Minnesota at Lebanon Arena. And head coach Mark Johnson will join us next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
To savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Jack Vorbach, right wing from Wisconsin Men's Hockey. We're ready to amp up our game this season, and we want you in our corner. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the ice. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scene insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
Well, the Wisconsin women's hockey team captured the WCHA regular season championship outright last weekend with a sweep of third-ranked Minnesota. A 8-2 win on Saturday, a 6-1 win on Sunday, the 10th regular season league championship for Mark Johnson's program. On Saturday, senior day, senior Casey O'Brien scored twice, had 3 points. Kirsten Sims had 4 assists. Layla Edwards scored twice and had 4 points in that 8-2 win, which was matched the largest margin of victory ever against the Golden Gophers. And then on Sunday, the game was a little bit more challenging for the Badgers, scoreless after one period of play, and then they scored 4 goals within a 5.5 minute span of the second period. O'Brien had a goal and 4 points and moved into second place all time in scoring and program history as the Badgers prevailed 6-1. So the Badgers now 29-1-2 and idle until they close out the regular season next weekend, the 21st and 22nd at Bemidji State. Joining us now is head coach Mark Johnson. And Mark, congratulations. We talked about this last week. It was right in front of you, a chance to win the regular season championship, the hardest championship to win during a season, as you mentioned, and you did it against your arch rivals. That made it even more fun, didn't it?
It did. I mean, it was a great weekend overall, and I really appreciate, and I know the players appreciate, how the fans, not only Saturday but Sunday, were excited. I mean, you come on the bench and the players come on the ice, you could feel the energy in the building. And obviously in Saturday's game, the first period, things went well from the standpoint of if you can score in the first 5, 6, 8 minutes, now the crowd really gets excited. And in senior day, with all the things that were going on prior to the game and the emotional part of it for our players, it was a great afternoon. And, I went home Saturday night and, was really proud of the group. You know, the challenge was in front of them. And sometimes pressure gets to people. But, we came on the ice Saturday and you could feel, that they were playing on their toes. We were playing downhill and, we capitalized on the opportunities. And as you mentioned, between Casey and Kirsten and Layla, if that line is on the score sheet like they were Saturday and playing well, then we become really difficult to play against. And so very proud of the group. They're the ones that have to go out. They're the ones that have to commit themselves. It's a 28-game schedule, and who can get to the finish line first is hard to do. As you well know, our league is demanding. It's difficult. This year is very challenging, and so the players went out and earned it. And so there were a lot of smiles on the faces Saturday afternoon as we went in the locker room after the game and brought their trophy in there. So, and as you mentioned, Sunday's game was totally different.
Yeah.
And as we've talked before, you never get a script before the game and let you know that here's how the game's going to go, because things happen, and we've been around a hockey a long time and things still happen. So all of a sudden you get these power plays and 5-minute majors and things that happened in the second period. It might have been the longest second period I've ever been involved in on the women's side. I think it took 45 or 50 minutes to play because of all the things going on. But again, we played well in the second period. We were able to score 4 goals and then did what we needed to do in the third period Sunday to win that game.
Yeah. Back to Saturday, with so much emotion going through it, especially for the seniors, you said you were proud of your team. I don't know, can your team play any better than it did on Saturday against Minnesota?
Well, I want to say yes. I mean, there's always things, and, you're looking for the perfect game for 60 minutes, and, the other team is also. So there's going to be things that everybody can learn from on our team, and that's the mindset you have to have. You can't get complacent. The start of Sunday's game, that first 5 or 6 minutes, we were a little complacent because of what the success we had and the meaning of Saturday's game. And all of a sudden you start feeling good about yourself, and then the next thing you know, you're on your heels and you're forcing your goalie to make some saves to keep the score 0-0. But again, those are learning opportunities, and whether you play great, whether you play okay, whether you don't play well, what am I going to do the next game to try to play better?
It got a little heated on Sunday too between Layla Edwards and Minnesota's Abby Murphy, and your players said that actually fired them up a little bit. Did you sense that too?
Oh, I sensed that for sure, and it also got the crowd more into it.
Yeah.
I mean, they were still excited about it, but, that 5 or 6 minutes in the second period where things were happening and, Layla got hit and it looked like there was going to be head contact and maybe a 5-minute major against Minnesota and it wasn't called, and then all of a sudden, we get a 5-minute major. And what ended up in that 5-minute major when Claire went in there was that, we turned the tables because we did a great job of killing that penalty, because it was 3-1.
Yeah.
It could have been 3-2, 3-3, 4-3 for them because they have a very good power play.
Right.
And we ended up coming out on that 5-minute stretch plus one when Casey scored a great shorthanded goal, and the crowd just loved it. So we created energy from those situations, which was fun. The crowd got more into it and just gave us a chance to play better.
Casey O'Brien, by the way, was named the WCHA's Forward of the Week, 3 goals and 7 points. Again, she's moved into second place all-time in points in program history. She's only 10 behind the all-time leader, Hillary Knight. She's in the top 5 in points per game as well. And she's about set to move past Janelle Zog as well in plus-minus. Actually, she did move past Janelle Zog as well as Annie Pankowski for 5th. She's actually in a She's number one. Her plus minus actually is 184. 184, where she's been on the ice for 184 more goals than she's been on the ice scored against. That's crazy.
That's a crazy number.
I mean,
that's one of those records. You look at all the different records, whatever sport you're involved in, and there's some that you say, hey, that probably won't get touched. Or to be able to beat that record, it's going to take a special player and a special group of teams over a long period of time to even have a conversation about that. So kudos to her. Like, she's been, you know, as I said last year at the second half of the season and this year, she keeps getting better. She keeps doing things. She's consistent and one of our leaders. And as she goes, probably we go.
Yeah. And I would assume that Casey, she should be the leading candidate for the Patty Kazmaier Award as the National Player of the Year. Probably should have won it a year ago. Just to clarify, it was Casey's goals moved past Janelle Zog for sixth, and then Annie Pankowski is fifth, so she's closing in on that. Also wanted to mention Ava McNaughton, the goalie of the week in the WCHA, stopped 42 of 45 shots. And then defenseman Vivian Jungles had 2 goals, 3 points, and blocked 11 shots and was the Defensive Player of the Week. She blocked 9 shots alone on Sunday. She must have had ice bags all over her body.
Yeah, and probably 6 or 7 of them came in the first 5 minutes of the game when we were, you know, getting hemmed in and not doing things that we normally do. But, yeah, she seems to play really well when we play, you know, some of our top opponents. And so I remember, you know, in a quarterfinal game out in Colgate, she scored a goal in the middle of the third period on a similar goal that she scored against Minnesota in Saturday's game, came down the left side, short side bar down. So she's capable of giving us offense, but more importantly, she understands the defensive part of it. And anybody that's willing to block that many shots, you love to have on the ice.
Yeah, Casey O'Brien said she might be the most underrated player in the NCAA.
I think so. I mean, she goes about her business very quietly. Obviously, she got recognized this weekend, but, you know, she plays a lot of minutes for us, does a lot of good things, and I'm really excited for her and happy for her that, you know, she got recognized this weekend, because I know that that's important when people, you know, do things for a long period of time and people recognize them. That helps with their confidence, so that should help her as we go down the stretch.
Yeah, congratulations to Vivian Jungles, who may need to play even more minutes. You suffered a couple of injuries in the back end this past weekend, Ava Murphy and Lainey Potter. Can you fill in the fans on how their status is?
Yeah, you know, we ended up playing Layla Sunday on defense, you know, because of the two defensemen that weren't playing, and so that's why I said after the game it's nice to have a bye week, and sometimes you don't want it because you're rolling along, you got rhythm, and your schedule is like, no, we don't need a break right now, because everybody gets into a rhythm, and if you're in a rhythm, it's like, let's keep the rhythm going, and this weekend having off is a real bonus. I mean, we played 3 tough physical series, you know, with St. Cloud here and then traveling up to Duluth and then obviously against Minnesota. And so it gives you an opportunity, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to let them recover, rest a little bit, and then at the latter part of the week, get back into practice, probably give them the weekend off and then get back at it Monday. So it's a good time. And for those players, you know, the extra 5, 6, 7 days, you know, gives them a chance to play against Bemidji.
Sure. Mark Johnson with us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Badgers are unbeaten in their last 18 games. And again, don't play again until Friday, February 21st and Saturday the 22nd at Bemidji State. Then the playoffs roll around, best of 3, beginning February 28th at LeBron Arena. The final faceoff in Duluth, March 7th and 8th. Then the NCAA tournament gets started on March 13th. That's a month away. Hard to believe. I wanted to also bring up Caroline Harvey, a young lady that we all know about. She is one of the best that you'll see play at this level and beyond, no question. And she actually broke a Wisconsin single-season record for points by a defenseman up at 50 as she passed Megan Mickelson and Kerry Weiland. If you have a 50-point producer in the back end like you used to when you played at Wisconsin back in the 70s, that's a bonus, isn't it?
A la Craig Norwich.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, I think he might have been in the 80s freshman year and quarterbacked our power play and was like a surgeon. Just would dissect the penalty. Kill, find the opening like a quarterback, make the play, make the shot. And that's one of the reasons my freshman year we had a power play that was over 40%. And I think we scored 95 power play goals. I mean, again, those things are stupid, but you know, that was a reality. And then I look at, you know, KK and what she's been able to do since her freshman year. And, you know, the one thing about her, and I hope people understand that, you know, during practices, during our off-ice stuff, she works as hard as any player we've had. I mean, she really works at her skill level and, her, you know, keeps getting better. And, you know, over the course of time, she continues to get better. And so as players do that, and they get the minutes that they play the power play, they kill penalties. Generally, you know, those numbers are eventually going to catch up and do things that we talk about. Right. And I know the fans enjoy watching her play. The coaching staff love it, have her, and she's a great teammate. You know, she's one of our captains. She's one of our leaders now and grown in that space and really appreciates the opportunity that she's been given here, but she's taken the most out of that. And, you know, when the time comes and she graduates and leaves us, it's going to be a sad day, but a rewarding day because she treated us to a lot of wonderful opportunities to watch a special player play.
Yeah. Another year of eligibility for Caroline Harvey. Mark mentioned what he plans to do with his team during the bye week. What does the head coach do when you don't have games?
Well, I actually, my wife's going up to Minneapolis. My son's on a 11-day road trip with a pro team that he's coaching up in Minnesota. So they're up in Toronto and making a swing through that. So she's heading up Thursday to Tuesday to help his wife take care of the three grandkids and, you know, relieve some of that. So yeah. Then I get to stay home and, you know, hang out with the dogs. I didn't get invited up there, so I got to take care of the dogs. And it just it puts you in a relaxed state where, you know, you can really start dialing in and thinking about, you know, what next week looks like, you know, what the, you know, the last two games, the regular season, what our weekend of playoffs against Bemidji, and really start dialing in from a mental standpoint and organizing things to make sure everything's in place to get ready for that last push, because things will happen quick. It's a fun time of the year, and I hope, you know, we're in a position to play, you know, our best hockey at this time of the year, and that's the mission.
All right. Looking forward to it. My thanks to head coach Mark Johnson. Again, the Wisconsin women, unanimous number one team in the country, idle this weekend before closing out the regular season next weekend at Bemidji State. We'll wrap things up in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hey
Hey, the next edition of the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, a live show from Buck and Honey's in Monona next Wednesday night, February 19th from 7 to 8 o'clock. You're invited to be part of the studio audience. We'll take questions from you for Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson. Captains Owen Lindmark and Casey O'Brien will be there too, skating on the outdoor rink. You can skate with them if you'd like. The live edition of the Wisconsin Hockey Hour next Wednesday night, February 19th at Buck and Honey's in Monona. Looking forward to it. Badger men skated Ohio State this weekend. We're on the air Friday night at 5:30, Saturday at 7 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. My thanks to producer Dave McCann. I'm Brian Posick, and thank you for listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Teens.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In the Oval Office, Elon Musk explains what the Department of Government Efficiency Task Force is tasked to do. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
He was asked if there are checks and balances in place to ensure there is accountability and transparency.
All of our actions are maximally transparent. In fact, I don't think there's been, I don't know of a case where an organization has been more transparent than the DOGE organization.
President Trump added,
we thought that we would not let him do that segment or look in that area if we thought there was a lack of transparency or a conflict of interest. And we watched that also.
Winter storm warnings are posted from central Kentucky to southern New Jersey. Some places could see more than 10 inches of snow, especially across the Appalachian Mountains. Highway crews started working before the arrival of the first flakes. Charlie Gishler with Maryland's Transportation Department.
We went ahead and did some pre-treating on